Shalom, today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf kuf Baba Basra 100. In today's daf yomi, we first go back to the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, and the Mishnah is discussing that if there's a sale of property or a path, a right of way from one person to another person, what's the unstated assumption of what's sold in different circumstances? So the Mishnah concludes that in a case where somebody has sold a mamud, what is a mamud? So a mamud is a path in order for a person to allow for a funeral procession to walk on that path. And it was a customary to do a ritual called mamud, which we'll get into in a moment about what exactly a mamud was. Then how big does that path have to be? The Dayani Tzipori, the judges of Tzipori, the city of Tzipori, said that the path has to be Beit Arba'a Kabin, that the path for this funeral procession in order to perform the mamud ritual needs to be enough to be able to plant 4 kabin of vegetation. So that is the required amount for the person who sells the right of passageway for the mamud. What is the mamud? So on our daf, on daf kuf amabez, the Gemara discusses this practice of the mamud. And the custom was that either before or after the burial, there's a dispute amongst the Rishonim about that, the relative would do this ritual. The relatives would walk a little and then sit and then stand after sitting, and the mourners would be comforted, or there would be crying and encouragement, and then after that they would continue to walk. And says our Talmud, Tana Rabbanan, Ein pochatin mishiva ma'amados umoshavos lames, that we are not, the practice is not to do less than 7 standings and sittings for the dead, meaning that they would stand and then sit, and then they would go through this crying and mourning process as part of the procession. 7 times they would stand and they would sit. And what is the source of doing it 7 times? So says our Talmud, Keneged, the 7 times that the word Havel appears in the first verse of the book of Koheles. The word Havel means nothingness or fleetingness, like a vapor. Havel havelim, amar koheles, havel havelim, hakol havel. So that means emptiness of emptiness, so says koheles. Emptiness of emptiness is everything is emptiness. And so this is what is said as the basis for this procession, standing and stopping 7 times. Even though the word havel in that verse doesn't actually appear 7 times, but it does appear in the singular 3 times, and in the plural twice. So the Talmud counts that the plural actually, since it appears twice, actually equals 4 times, and then the singular is 3, and that's how we get the 7 times. What is the purpose for stopping 7 times? So the Rashbam and the Ritva bring down that the reason why we should stop 7 times is because the demons are escorting the people as they return from the cemetery. The Shadim are escorting them. And so therefore, the practice should be when we return from the cemetery that we should stop 7 times. This does not correspond to our practice today, because our practice today is that when we come to the cemetery and when we're bringing the coffin to be buried, that's when we stop 7 times. And so we have a slightly different practice. So we're trying to get rid of the demons as they, according to the idea that associates us with the demons, we're trying to say that the soul is being escorted to heaven without the demons clinging to it. Of course, we don't know exactly what these demons are today, but that was the tradition. So that was the explanation of the Rashbam and the Ritva, and we practice it today in a slightly different manner. The Rashbam also writes in his commentary that perhaps the reason for this is nothing to do with demons at all, but it's just part of the mourning process, and that this is the way we comfort the mourners. And indeed, Rashi in Maseches Megillah, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, said the purpose for this is to cry for the deceased. So that is the reason why we do the Mamados and the Moshavos. What would they do during these times? So here too, there's a fundamental dispute amongst the Rishonim. The Rashbam says that what they would do is that they would give eulogies during these times, and they would offer words of comfort to the mourners, and we can imagine them talking each time, and each time we stop, saying something about the deceased. And that's why Rashi says that they would actually sit down each time and cry some more and say words of eulogy. The Meiri writes that they would actually wail during these times, and they would say lamentations, and they would actually give sermons during these times and inspire everybody there to try to repent. The Rambam gives a slightly different explanation. He says that when they were doing these mamados, they would say the kinos, and they would say everybody must repent at this time, and that corresponds to the idea of Hevel Havelim, and it's telling us to focus on life. And then they would go back. The Ritva explains that what they would do is they would actually sit there silently. They would not say anything. And the rabbis say that they would say at that time, according to the Ritva, the Tziduk HaDin. So there's another approach about what is the best way to comfort the mourner. Do we say lamentations? Do we cry? Do we give sermons? Or maybe sometimes we're just supposed to sit there silently and hold hands and give hugs without even saying a word. That is the source of this concept of mamados u moshavos, which our Talmud discusses today.